This past Wednesday, a new star was added to the St. Louis Walk of Fame on the Del Mar Loop. The star belongs to soprano Christine Brewer. The Grammy Award winner lives in nearby Lebanon, Illinois. She sung around the world in all the famous places you'd expect. Congratulations, Christine.
Thank you very much, Steve. I am just beyond thrilled. I don't know how many times I can say how overwhelmed I am and how honored. It was a wonderful day.
When did you first find out this was going to happen?
A few months ago, we got a package in the mail from Joe Edwards with a letter announcing it, and then he said, you choose a day in the spring, and we'll make it happen, and whatever you want to do that day, we'll make it work. And so I started, you know, calling friends, and we settled on April 29th, and we couldn't have picked a more beautiful day. The weather was great, and oh, it was just wonderful.
What kind of thoughts go through your mind? I mean, do you think, why me, or, tell me, I don't know.
I've walked up and down that street for years, and you know, when we have dinner or something over on the Loop, and it's always fun to look at the stars and read them, and, you know, certain stars really mean a lot to me, like Helen Traubel, who was the great Wagnerian soprano from St. Louis, whom lived before my time, but I read her autobiography, and my mom heard her sing when she was a girl. And to be on the Walk of Fame with people like Mark, like, you're hearing my grandson right now, Oscar. He's showing me his book while we're on the phone. But just to be in the same presence with people like Helen Traubel and Maya Angelou and Tennessee Williams, and it really does boggle my mind. And I'm sure every time I see it, I'm going to kind of get a little chill, you know? It was wonderful.
Well, we heard your grandson Oscar there. He was at the ceremony along with some of your other family and Joe Edwards. Yeah. What was Wednesday like?
Well, my daughter took off work from Barnes and brought Oscar, and my husband was there. My husband Ross was there. Lots of our friends from Lebanon came. The sixth graders from Marissa, the Opportunities group, they were all there, about 50 of them, all wearing their black and orange T-shirts.
Yeah, those are some young kids that you work with.
I used to teach in Marissa when I first got out of college, and I'm friends with the sixth grade teacher, Nancy Wagner, and we started this program this is our 11th year. We were trying to figure that out the other day. I think this is our 11th year. And the kids come to the symphony and hear me sing, and they make donations to the St. Louis Symphony, and they're just the most lovely group of children you can imagine. So they were there. A woman who sang with my mom. My mom was in a jazz trio all my life. She started singing in it when she was in high school, and one of the women from the trio drove up from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Joanne Toler. She's 80 years old, and she was in the front row. I mean, she was there early and ready to see it all, and she brought up a little book of my mom's poetry, and she said, I just had to have a little bit of D with me here today, so she was here with you, Chris. So it was really nice, and I had lots of relatives there. And
Richard Gaddis came in from New York, right?
Yes, he flew in from New York and flew back yesterday afternoon, and he's coming back this weekend for the 40th anniversary gala for the Opera Theater. And I kind of, when I planned it, tried to make it so that he wouldn't have to fly back and forth. And he said, oh, don't worry, my dear. He said, I'll be back for Saturday night. And he was just wonderful.
What's your next gig, Christine?
Well, the next big thing I'm working on is Tristan and Isolde. I'm singing that in Sydney at the Opera House with David Robertson conducting. And I leave for Sydney early June, and I'll be there most of the month. I'll be there doing Tristan and Isolde, and then going after that to Adelaide to sing Strauss's Four Last Songs, my 99th performance, I think, of those, 98th or 99th.
Well, you're the newest star in the St. Louis Walk of Fame. How did you celebrate?
Well, we had lunch with our friends and with Joe Edwards after, and then, truthfully, we came home, and I was so exhausted, Ross and I just kind of sat quietly and talked about it. It was just a very special, special day.
Well, let me just say I've really enjoyed getting to know you over the last few years. I guess it's been more than a few years.
Oh, a couple. Who's counting?
Who's counting?
Right.
But it's very well deserved. Christine Brewer, the latest star on the St. Louis Walk of Fame. Christine, many congratulations. Thank you so much. Tell Oscar hi for us.
And I will. I will.
And all the best to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up later on Cityscape, the latest from New Jewish Theater and what's new at the Pulitzer. This is St. Louis Public Radio.